Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Well, welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. So glad that you've tuned in today. And today we're going to take a little bit of a turn. We're going to concentrate more on the faith aspect than we are going to focus on the legacy aspect. A lot of times you tune in and we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about the wonderful world of tax, because really, who doesn't want to talk about taxes? But today we're going to set all that aside. We're going to focus more on the faith aspect, not really as it applies to estate planning or talking about inheritance or any other aspect of the faith journey that I often work in, but rather we're going to be focusing on what I've been doing in Indonesia. I want to introduce the listeners to the work that I and some other individuals have been accomplishing there. And we think it's a great opportunity for you to jump in, support what we're doing, and think about whether or not this is something you could participate in. So with no further to do here, just as a brief introduction, I've been going to Bali for the past 5 years or so. And of course, there was the pandemic, so that shut me down. But I've worked with a local missionary there. He is Indonesian. I met him here when I was going to church in the area. He was a student here. His name is Isaac. He is a phenomenal individual. One of these people that you look at Isaac and he's just always happy. He's a great person. And he and his wife live in Jakarta. And several years ago, he invited me to come to Indonesia to just simply meet people and preach the gospel. And of course, well, if somebody's going to ask me to preach the gospel, why would I say no? So I went, and that has started a chain of events of really talking to business owners and really having a focus about business owners. Of course, I'm a small business owner. I own a law firm here in Linwood. That's often what the show is about. But so as a business owner, I think I've learned some very strong principles about how to utilize biblical principles in managing my business. And that's really the heart and the passion of what I am taking to Indonesia. And over the past couple of years, I've developed an entire program around that. And so recently, back in November, I took a couple of friends of mine. They are here in the studio, and we just want to talk about our experience in November and the ministry that we've accomplished over there, the continued ministry that we want to accomplish. And as a matter of fact, as you are listening to this, I am actually in Bali as this is airing right now. So this is a little bit of a strategic show here. We pre-recorded this. And so as you are listening, I am actually in Bali ministering currently. So first thing is, we always appreciate prayer. So as you listen to my voice today, as you are moved by the Holy Spirit, please pray over me so that I may be effective in ministry and in business, both accomplishing really the fulfillment of the gospel. So I have in studio with me a very good friend of mine. I've known Barry Kenny for, gosh, I think we've agreed about 28 years or so, and he still keeps hanging around with me. Barry also works at the law firm with me. And then I also have Alex McGregor with me, and he is a pastor at Venture Church. He was also with us on the trip. And so it was kind of the four of us that that went on this trip. Isaac is already there. Alex and Barry. So to the two of you, Isaac's not here. He's still in Jakarta. But to the two of you, welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys. So, well, why don't we just do a brief introduction? Barry, I'll lead with you because you've actually been on the show before, but for a different purpose. And so if you just give a brief introduction to the listeners, who is Barry Kenny? Well, I know, thanks, such a specific question that I just asked.
And I have been on before. I have a small business where I do scanning and capture people's memories. And Paul has invited me on before to talk about that, as well as I'm on Paul's team at his law firm to help help our clients get their assets into their into their trust. So I am I have been on this show a couple times for that. And so going to Indonesia and Bali was a different way for us to associate and have a relationship with different people.
Yeah, that's right. And in past lives, it seems like, and now it's a long time ago, you had quite a career in the corporate world with Hewlett Packard and
right.
other companies. Why don't you give just a brief background?
Yeah, I was in the tech field for many years. I was telling someone this weekend that I have a photo of me from the Seattle Times of 1984 introducing the Macintosh. I don't know if anyone's heard of that before.
A Mac. Interesting.
Did that take off? To Seattle. it might have. So, yeah, I've been in the tech business since the 80s, before it was chic. And, of course, it's a big part of our lives right now. So,
yeah, it is. And then, Alex, you have been a pastor and in ministry for, well, really your entire life, 20-plus years. I think listeners would find your background very interesting. You've had a long career in Assemblies of God missions. Why don't you talk to listeners a little bit about what your background is?
I'd love to. Well, thanks for having me on the show. It is my first time. And my wife and I actually got into ministry up in Marysville with a church up there, Marysville First Assembly, which is now the Grove Church. And my wife was studying to be a nurse, and we were very young, and I was in business and felt a call of God on my life. And so we went on a missions trip, and God just really laid out a plan for us, a plan for our lives to continue to minister, not just here, but around the world. And that was back in 1997. So yeah, it has been a few years. But that led me into becoming a pastor. And at Venture right now, I'm the executive pastor and the CFO from my business background. But during that time, I also spent about 17 years with Assembly of God World Missions as the national college rep, where I placed college students from our universities around the country into internships with missionaries all over the world.
Yeah.
And so I was blessed. I got to work over my career with about 12,000 people to experience short-term missions and internships all over the world. Worked in over 42 different countries with missionaries, setting up systems and programs for how to integrate the next generation into missions. And so it's been a big part of my life. It's been a big fulfillment of a call of God on my life to be able to see the gospel go forth, to be able to see lives change, not just here in the Seattle area, but around the country and then again around the world.
Yeah, and so you have a lot of background in traveling to foreign countries, as you've just stated, an amazing background. What for each of you, why go on this particular trip? I mean, other than I conned both of you to come with me and
oh, you stole my line right there.
Yeah, I almost twisted your arm to make you come. But no, it's one thing to have a relationship with me, and I appreciate both of your relationships. But what is it that really ultimately you decided, I think this would be a good experience for me? Because we all have very different mission backgrounds, right? Which is, Alex, you spent 20 years of your life almost in missions exclusively. I've lived on the mission field for several years in my younger 20s, and that's actually how I met my wife. And so I was experiencing long-term, what people may consider more long-term missions, not 20 years, but a good couple of years. Barry, this was one of your first trips on the mission field. So what was it about this particular opportunity that you go, this could be good for me?
Well, there was a side to that was we had already been planning a trip to Thailand. And
yes.
And it put me in the area. And so it was very nice to have it to coincide. But I was intrigued by the aspect of the business idea in addition to, it says in Matthew to go off and spread the word to all ends of the earth.
Absolutely.
So I was hearing that and thinking, well, I should give that a try. I'd been on a mission to Honduras once before, but this was a really a different uh, a a different trip, and I really appreciated that part.
Yeah, and Alex, how about yourself? I think missions is just part of your DNA, and so I don't think you have to think very hard to say, is there an opportunity to keep up really the calling on your life, that even though you're an executive pastor now, that missions calling really probably has not left the overarching theme of your life. So so other than, yep, I don't mind traveling 24 hours on a plane ride each way. What was it about this specific opportunity that you said yes to?
Well, I made a switch from Assembly of God World Missions to Venture Church during the pandemic. And so it had been a few years since I'd gotten overseas. And I have actually worked quite a bit in Indonesia in the past. So I have a
great... Yeah, this was not your first time there.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. I have a great love for the people. They're just such incredible people, an incredible culture. And my wife and I have both done several trips. We have a lot of friends that are still missionaries in Indonesia that we stay in contact with. And the opportunity to go, and while I've helped place short-term trips for businesses' missions together, to actually go and participate, not as an organizer, but just as a member of the trip, is always nice. You know, when you go on a trip and you're organizing it, there's a weight that falls on your shoulders, and you're worried about the details and making sure things work out. And in this case, you took that role on, so yeah. I was able to just go and relax and just be myself and love God and love people and share some of my business background and ministry yeah. background to see the gospel go forth, and that was awesome.
Yeah. Is there something specifically out of this opportunity and being in Bali that each of you learned, or something that you took away from the trip itself? So what was it that you've walked away from this Indonesian experience
well,
with?
Well, there is the, I don't know if it's an adage, but the idea that you should travel to other parts of the world to see how other people live.
Right.
And I guess I was astonished by how simple their life is in compared to what I'm used to here yeah. in the Seattle area. It is how simple their life is and how focused they are on what they do. They're not scattered. I mean, if they're selling t-shirts, that's what they do. And that's what they live off of. And maybe they even live where they sell them. So that really was I guess striking to me was the whole simplicity of their lifestyle and how content they are.
Yeah, I would concur with that. You know, for my life, my running a business and a very busy law firm, my life is overly dictated by my calendar. And it creates a type of lifestyle in America as we, you know, the rub against capitalism is that it's just a constant driving force that is unsatisfied at all times. I don't want to slip into that, but yet running a business here almost funnels you to that ideology. And it is a very, very different culture when we go to Indonesia. Now, we only experienced one island, but I can tell you it even gets more relaxed on other islands. it even increases the idea that you're talking and bringing to the table, Barry, which is that life is a little more simplistic. Life is not driven by a clock like my current world is. And so there is a refreshment that can come from being in that culture and really seeing the disparity. And for me personally, it challenges me of whether or not I really want to live even this American life in the philosophy and in the ideology that I've almost been sucked into in the business world as a whole. Well, we're up against a break right now. We'll come back and we'll continue our discussion about what we did over in Bali. We'll get into some specifics about the actual ministry as well, because I think we need to move into some of that. And so thank you for joining us today on a special edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find out more about my ministry, more about my law firm at legacyandfaith.com. As a matter of fact, we've rearranged our website so that there is a follow Paul in Bali or in Indonesia. I'm not exactly sure what it says, but it will be very obvious if you go to legacyandfaith.com. You can click on that button. You can find out more about what we are doing in Indonesia and the different parts that we are traveling to and the businesses that we're helping. In addition, if you'd like to connect with us concerning any of your estate planning needs, then head over to legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, and ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com. We will be right back. Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. And continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Well, thank you for joining us again on the Legacy and Faith Show. This is a special edition. We're talking about what we do over in Bali and Indonesia. And really, we haven't described much yet of what the ministry really is. So why don't we take just a quick moment. From each of your perspectives, what is it that we accomplished in an overarching theme? So number one, I have developed a program. It's geared and aimed at business owners. So what we're doing is we're bringing in business owners from the general public. The day one is talking about strategic business principles that every business needs to know. We talked about financial principles and budgets. We talked about how to reach your client base and your customers, how to interact with them. We talked about different concepts of vision and purpose-driven businesses. So all of that is really the intention is to not bring in the gospel in day one, but solid, strong business principles so that anybody of any religion can come in. As a matter of fact, Indonesia as a whole is about 86%. That's what the Indonesian government says as of their 2022 statistics, that 86% of their country follows the Muslim religion. About 10% claim to be Christian. Less than 2% claim to be Hindu, and then there's a very small mix of other religions that would be practiced there. So one of the thought processes, at least that I've come up with, is we want to create a strong business model and discussion around what you need in any business so that every individual would feel comfortable in coming into that first day. Then we invite them back for the second day. And the second day, we use one spiritual principle that they should be aware of and utilize in their business model. So the first one that we talked about in November was generosity. I believe that that every business owner should have a model and a vision of what does it mean to have generosity as a leading part of their business, both to their employees, to the community, to the kingdom work. And so through that discussion, I actually start with a very, very broad discussion of generosity. I talk about what does the Hindu religion talk about with generosity, because in Bali specifically, that one island is predominantly Hindu. And then I look at what the Quran would say with what does it look like for a Muslim to think about generosity in their business. And then I take a Christian perspective of generosity. And then from that point on, we talk about a biblical viewpoint of generosity or whatever spiritual principle that we're using. And by that introduction into Christianity as the end ultimate authority of generosity, that led us into a beautiful opportunity to make a call to accept Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, More than a third of the people in the room raised their hand to give their life to Jesus Christ. And so, so that's really the vision of what I have put together in Indonesia, is a one-day seminar on good business principles. I got to be careful with business and biblical. They just keep coming out of my mouth. Business principles, which then lead us to one spiritual principle, to where we hunker down in the Word of God and really reveal Jesus through that principle, so that there's an opportunity to work that in. Now, on the follow-up, I've actually created Zoom meetings and a mentorship program. So as a matter of fact, even this week, I was up at 3:30 in the morning so that I can get onto a Zoom call. We do that once a month with the individuals in Bali to continue the discussion about that one spiritual principle, or answer questions specifically with what they may be working through in their business model. So there's a very quick background of what we've been doing with the ministry as a whole. So we call it Strategic Success Program. So it is strategic. We want them to have success. And so in the day and a half, both of you had opportunities to share some of your experience and some of your business experience. So, Barry, we talked about that you have been with Hewlett Packard, and you had been in that world, in that corporate world, for some time. What was the area that you were able to share in Bali, and how did you really feel about the receptivity that people received about what you were talking about?
Well, we talked earlier about the difference here in the U.S. versus, well, even in Bali. And that was what was my my opportunity was to talk about my experience getting customers and staying and keeping customers happy, and how to engage people for your business. And I just told some anecdotes of some things that I had done. I think the one that got the biggest kick was I used to, on hot days in Seattle, which is not quite as many as there are in Bali,
yes,
I would go and buy popsicles and bring them to my clients' meetings, and they would just go gaga. And the crowd
and the
started
crowd goes
laughing
crazy.
About it. They did. And matter of fact, that was one of the feedbacks that they said, I'm going to do that. So I think that just things that we take for granted here, or that I took for granted as far as my approach to sales in the U.S., I guess I was surprised that those were new ideas to them. And
yeah,
yet here they are, common practice, best practices here in the U.S. So that was, I think, one thing that I took away, was how we can introduce common practices here and they are new to them, and maybe ideas that they can take forward.
Yeah, there's very little training and opportunity of education for specific business concepts in the Indonesian education system. I mean, you could go to college and get a business degree, but very few people actually do that. So to a common individual, to an individual who's trying to build a small business, they utilize that for their livelihood. They're really not thinking of building an empire when they mm-hmm. walk into the business philosophy. And so they've had very little opportunity to think through, what does it mean for me to have a business? And so things like you said, Barry, that we take for granted, things that that I may have learned in law school or along the way, or that we have the ability to really sit down and research, that may not be their lifestyle and their opportunities. They're not mm-hmm. as readily available. So sometimes I agree with you. The concepts that we talk about are so standard here, but yet they are new to what is going on in their world. And they really haven't had the chance to stop and think about their business model, instead of just, I need to sell something to make enough money to eat this month. And that's a very different mentality. So, Alex, we have a couple more minutes left here in the program today. What did you present over there, and what was some of the reaction there?
Yeah, I presented on finance and strategic planning, and really found the culture it just as you said, really looks to the short term. They don't look long term when they're getting going in business, when they're just getting started as an entrepreneur. It is, you know, how do I sell my product today? How do I engage with my customers today in order to make the money for eating today and paying my rent at the end of the week? So much more of the business environment is built on short-term concepts and short-term practices. But to have a successful business, planning long-term and strategizing, how are you going to grow that business? How are you going to make the next step in your business happen becomes critical. And so it was really challenging, as so much of the society that we were dealing with, you know, the not the big businesses and corporations, but the people working on the street and just getting started out, they deal with cash.
Yeah.
And they have the cash in their pocket, and that's what they use to buy their products. And when they sell it, the cash goes back into their pocket. So there was a huge challenge in talking through planning and strategic planning when you try to convert from dealing with what I have in my hand today to what I need in my hand in the future and planning that out. And so it was a challenge, definitely talking to them and working with them. And it really got my mind thinking, even as I've come back now a few months later, I'm constantly thinking through, how do we make this more a bridgeable challenge for a bridgeable
opportunity
or opportunity for them, where they can plan and grow their business.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today in the show. So thank you so much for joining me on a special edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. If you'd like to know more information about what we're doing in Indonesia, then head over to legacyandfaith.com. There's a follow Paul button. It will take you to our website. There's more information about my law firm as well. Thank you so much. Head over to legacyandfaith.com. God bless you as we talk more about missions next week.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.